Yud Beis Nisan, the 12th day of Nisan. The Tanya for today is on page 583 in chapter 41, Perek Mem Aleph, in Lessons on Tanya. The Alter Rebbe is saying that in addition to the love that one feels for God in the performance of a mitzvah, there also has to be an element of fear. And that the element of fear is more essential even than the love. And in contemplating how God stands over him and sees and watches how he serves him, this brings about a feeling of humility, a feeling of bittul, which is an element of fear, and with that bittul, he performs the mitzvah, he studies Torah like putting on a talis or the tefillin. Now, more specifically, what does the talis and the tefillin have to do with bittul, and how does the mitzvah enhance and serve the bittul that the person is feeling? So for this, the Alter Rebbe goes on in today's shir. Gam yizbeinein, he should also contemplate, reflect on the fact, how God, who fills the world and surrounds the world, who ratzon ha'elyon, which is the divine will, who melubish be'esiyes v'chochmes ha'Torah. The divine will is clothed in the letters and in the wisdom of the Torah, or in the tzitzis and in the tefillin, which he's about to put on. And in the study of the Torah, or in the putting on of the talis and the tefillin. He is drawing down godliness upon himself, which means on the part of God from above, the neshama, which is within him, that it be absorbed and bottled in God's light. Which again is not a feeling of finding fulfillment in the mitzvah, but rather finding a bittul being absorbed and losing himself in the godliness. The derech prat, and specifically b'tfilin, libotu v'likolo b'chinas chachmasi u'binasi shebenafshi ha'likis, that in the putting on of the tfilin, the intention is that he loses himself, meaning his chachma and his bina, the chachma and the bina of his godly soul, loses itself and becomes botu b'chinas chachmasi u'binasi shalein sev baruchu, into the bina and the chachma of the divine, of the Eibishter. Hamelubosh is derech prat b'parshas kadesh v'hayaki yiviyacha. In the two passages, in the two chapters of Kadesh and v'hayaki yiviyacha, it speaks about giving oneself up to God, being bottled to the Eibishter. And specifically it means being bottled in the mind. Which means not that his chachma and bina are elevated and fulfilled and satisfied with godliness, but rather an element of fear, in that he resolves that his wisdom, his understanding, should be used only for godliness and not use his mind for any other subject. And also the element of das of his soul should also become bottle. In the das there exists already the beginnings of love and fear of the emotions, that they should become bottle, the das and the love and fear should become bottle to godliness. It should be absorbed into the divine das, and this is expressed and revealed and clothed in the other two chapters of Shema V'Hoya and V'Hoya, where it speaks more about the emotions. Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Haynu k'meshikosu b'shulchan aruch l'shabed halev v'hameyach. So the purpose of the tefillin, as he writes in the Shulchan Aruch, is to subjugate the mind and the heart. So there can be an experience in which when a person does a mitzvah, his mind and heart are filled and satisfied and satiated with godliness. He is in ecstasy. He is uplifted by it. Then that would be the element of love. Then there's the element of fear, in that he gives away his love. He gives away his mind. He gives away his heart. He gives it away to the Eibishter, devoting it exclusively to the Eibishter's interest, to the Eibishter's purpose, and not to purposes of his own. In the Hayyim Yom for the 12th of Nisan, which is Shabbos HaGadol, the Rebbe writes that Mizman Yitzias Mitzrayim, from the time of the exodus of Egypt, Nikru B'nei Yisrael Tzivei Hashem, the Jewish people are called God's army. Ha'hefesh ben avodim shenikru kein b'nei Yisrael v'tziveis. The difference between servants, Jews are called servants as well, and soldiers, is that an eved is eisa avedas rabbi. A servant does the work of his master. U'bazeh kama darges, and in this there can be many levels. Nekev margolies. You can have a servant who does fine work, expert work, like threading pearls. And then there's Eise Shar Melochis. There's the servant who does other kinds of work. And Eise Melochis Pshutis. And then there's a servant who does menial tasks. V'yesh b'zeh yegiyah v'omol rav. And there's great work and great effort in this. Aval ein ze'inyan shel mesiras nefesh. But on all of these levels, whether he does fine work or simple work, there is no element of self-sacrifice. Tzava, soldiers, hem avodim she'evdim b'yigia rabba, v'omol u'b'mesiras nefesh. Soldiers also work hard, with a great effort, but on top of that, and in addition to that, there is also an element of mesiras nefesh. Hein b'mochemes hagona, v'hein b'mochemes tnufa, both in a defensive war as well as in an offensive war, the aim de mal mishmartam betachlus atekef mebli hispoil mehamenaged v'seina, and they stand firm their ground and their watch without fear of the enemy and the attacker. Va'avedosam zu eina inya shel hasaga. And this aveda does not come as a result of knowledge or of understanding, because they conduct themselves according to the instructions of their commanders. Jews, when they were in Mitzrayim, were utterly degraded. They were at the lowest level. With bitter and severe suffering, oppression. The imza leishinu shmomu leshenamu levusheim. And in spite of this oppression, they did not change their names and their language and their clothing. The omdu al mishmartam betachlis hachizik. They stood their ground with great strength. Ki yodu shakadosh baruch hu hiftiach ligaleisam. Because they knew that God had promised to redeem them. And one who conducts himself in this fashion, under these circumstances, he is from God's army. The Hashem Ezrei, and because God helps him, b'derech m'mayla min hateva b'teva, God helps him miraculously within nature itself.